Hey there, Sharon Hornells from here. Let's talk about supersize strategies for local businesses. Now, you may or may not have a local business, but you may work with lots of different types of businesses, and there's incredible power and there are terrific strategies for working with local businesses. I would say 60 to 70% of my personal coaching and consulting is with local businesses. Why? Because they're fun to work with. They're easy to make a huge impact on the lives of the people that run those businesses. And they have some really fun advantages that make them incredibly powerful to work with or to be a part of. I grew up building and growing and creating local businesses with my family. I come from a family that's very entrepreneurial, and we had lots of different businesses when I was growing up, as well as I had different businesses when I was growing up. I probably told you that ice business story. Maybe, maybe not. So what are some of the strategies that we can use for local businesses, and why do I love working with them? Well, I love working with them because local businesses automatically have their audience, their initial audience at least, identified. Now, as they apply digital strategies and websites and social media and things, they can expand their reach, but they automatically focus on the needs of the customer, the needs of the people that they're here to serve and help initially. And that gives them a powerful advantage as they grow and build and supersize. So what are some of the things that we want to do as far as strategies go working with local businesses? Number one, we want to help them clearly identify their customers and their ideal customers. The people that they love to work with, the people they're here to serve, the people they want to serve, just like any other business. But it's, to me, it's easier on a local level because you're already geographically drawing a delineation of the people you are and are not going to work with initially. I always say initially because people think that, okay, well, there's only 100,000 people in my circle of influence, my area that my local business serves. How do I grow beyond that? Well, the answer is, of course, digital, online world, websites, social media, mobile apps, etc. But that's one of the reasons I love working with local. It's easy to identify their audience and their ideal clients. Again, local businesses, and I tell everybody, and I've been telling everybody even before I was really online, that you have to have an online presence. Even if you're just a local business, even if you're just a mom and pop shop, even if you're the local bakery, the local car repair shop, whatever it is, you need to have some sort of an online presence, a website, social media, I say a funnel, social media, ways for people to investigate and research you, because nowadays most people look into solutions for their problems before they ever actually go and buy anything or do business with a business. If you don't have ratings, if you don't have reviews, if you don't have any information online, people will overlook you because they don't feel that they have, that there's necessarily the trust and credibility that they need to do business with you. Unless, of course, you are that mom and pop shop that's been around for 40 years and everybody in your town knows who you are. But then you can still build on that to create your digital presence, your social media presence, and build on that to expand and grow and supersize your local business. We want to make sure that we're cultivating local partnerships, meaning we do things with the community. We sponsor local events. It's really easy and fun. And I've got decades of experience doing this because my main business was in a very small town. And we were asked to, and it was easy to, sponsor all of the activities and all the things that we actually really cared about as a business. And that helped to impact our brand and make our brand stronger because people knew what our brand stood for. And if that was in alignment with their beliefs and things, like if we sponsored the church things or the Pepper Fest or whatever it was, then they were more likely to do business with us as well. We want to leverage SEO, search engine optimization. And the cool thing about search engine optimization, online advertising and things, it's easy to target local areas now. It's actually less expensive to target just your local areas and the people that are most likely to be interested in your products and services than it is to target everybody. I don't know how many times we talk about that from a marketing standpoint and a business growth standpoint. If you think what you've got's for everybody, you're mistaken, because there's nothing out there in the world that's for absolutely everybody. Even though whenever we get involved in different businesses, we think everybody needs our product and service. I think that's maybe human nature. We want to craft compelling content. When we are doing things both online and offline, when it comes to sharing our organization, sharing our stories, sharing why people want to do business with us, what makes us different and unique, we want to make sure we do it in a way that our customers or potential customers can relate to. It's easy to talk about our businesses because we are and have been in them, many of us, for decades, and we love them and we think they're awesome and everybody should love them as much as we do. But the truth is they don't. People love and are attracted to what's in it for them, what's important to them, and they want you to be talking about that in their own language, especially on the local basis. If you are using grandiose vocabulary and things that doesn't match your local environment and the people that you live with and the people that you work with every day, there's going to be a mismatch. And whenever there's a mismatch or a rub or friction, people say no. A confused mind says no. And then finally, we want to embrace data-driven information, right? We want to keep track of and have metrics to know if what we're doing and the strategies that we're employing are working or not. If they're not, what are we going to do? We're going to tweak them and fix them and change them and adjust them until we get them to work. All right. So love to know, do you work with local businesses? What do you like best about it? What do you like least about it? Have you worked with local businesses? Are you a local business? And have you embraced some of these strategies to grow and build and supersize your business? If not, hit me up. Otherwise, have an awesome day, and I will be with you tomorrow with another interesting supersizing your business strategy, no matter what kind of business you have. Have a great day.